Now I'd like to invite Swami Yogeshananda, who's going to be giving us first-hand experience of what it was like to live in the old temple. His topic will be Remembering My Days in the Old Temple.
Swami Tattvanandanji and friends, what was life like in the old temple? It was like basking in a great sunshine, pouring down from the floor above. Swami Ashokananda's words were often sharp, but their edges were soft. His face could wrinkle into a frightful frown. But if you had the courage to look into those eyes, you saw at the same moment the profundity of his love. I scold you only to correct you, he would say, to make you better monks. Al, our eldest brother, used to say, Swami is like a mother hen gathering her chicks to her breast by clucking again and again until they all get into the fold. Yes, that was it. All of those who stayed knew very well the extent of his loving care. And we were anxious to meet his every expectation. He used to call us the soldiers of Swamiji's army. The Swamis who frequented the place, visited every year, were Swamis Pavitrananda, Vividishananda, Akhilananda, and Satprakashananda. They came almost every year, sharing their messages of wisdom. Swamis Shantaswarupananda and Santananda, the assistant ministers in my time, lived in the temple and blessed it, each in his own individual way. On the first floor were the offices, where devotees gathered to be with the Swami, especially in the evening. And the auditorium, of course, was on the first floor, filled to overflowing every Sunday. It was there, too, that superb journal, The Voice of India, was generated and circulated. We novices lived on the second floor, and the Swamis looked over us from above the third floor. Flower pots were everywhere, on all the decks and all the floors and all the roofs, filled with water, with the flower pots. And that was the main job of the day, was to go and water the pots. And we watered and rewatered, and we fed them, and we nursed them, and pampered them in every way. And blossoms bloomed, and he offered them in the shrine. I think I dreamed flower pots. Swami Ashokananda, in his ever so thorough way, knew the origin and habits of each variety of flower, plant, and lavished love upon it, He would talk to them, in fact. I remember his saying, "What, you haven't grown any more than this?" If we wanted exercise, and of course we did and should, we would go around the block at first. When I first arrived there, we were allowed to go only around the block. Later on, you could walk anywhere in the Marina district, and a more liberal policy came in. And, you know, in those days, Italians predominated in that district. And you could not turn a corner without coming upon a game of bocceball. On a lighter note, there was dear old Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown was a man in his 80s who had tried to live the monastic life under Swami Trigunatita. And when the Swami was killed, the monastery lost people, and Mr. Brown was one of them. So, after living a life in the world, he was pulled back into the monastery by Swami Ashokananda with great effort. He was pulled back. He was so old-fashioned and so funny. But he had a way of doing things that our Swami did not like, such as eating an ice cream cone on the corner of Filbert and Webster. Mr. Brown, you are the president of the Vedanta Society, and you are licking an ice cream cone? And what will people think? Well, those days are just as present to me as if they were last week, and going through the old temple this week, I was filled with nostalgia. I can still hear their voices, the brothers of that day, guiding me, warning me, urging me on, teasing me. If the Swamis did that too, and they can do that to you still through their writings. So do please read the writings of the Swamis of an older era here. Well, you have rebuilt the physical temple, and that is a miracle. That is indeed a miracle. And all of us applaud and rejoice in that, I'm sure. But I doubt that there is any way at all that we can bring back the sacred atmosphere of the days when those monks were with us, cheering us on, showing their example, and yes, scolding us when their care and concern took that form.